Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Stoney, my wife is going to be out of town for a couple days.
Oh, you have the Fortress of Solitude. Yep. Well, it's not that different because you don't have kids or dogs. Well, you do have a cat, but that's okay.
Yeah. And we're getting a TV stand delivered. We're getting a new TV and a TV stand.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV stand is one that you have to assemble.
All right.
And I think most people would say, while your wife's out of town, you assemble the TV stand for her, right?
If you are handy enough to do it.
Well, I mean, it comes with instructions. I mean, I don't think, it's not like I'm building it with, like, you know,
that chiseling wood and things like that.
Saw and hammer and nails. It's probably going to be screwing.
Comes with a little Allen wrench.
Yeah,
button.
Basically. Any idiot could do it. So I would assume I'm just going to build it. It's supposed to show up, I think, tomorrow. She comes back Wednesday, I think. So just assemble it while she's gone. Simple, easy, no reason to do the topic. Why would I put this in the prep?
Yeah.
Here's why. Because she said, don't you dare build it. She said, I love putting together boxed furniture.
What?
Said nobody ever. Are you
Who
a
loves
psychopath?
Boxed furniture?
And like
IKEA must be her favorite store.
It's not IKEA, but it's another one of those. And I'm like, I've never heard of someone who enjoys the detail of putting together all the little instructions and putting the little screws in. But she said she wants to do it. Here's the problem. If I wait, we're going to end up doing it together. And if you've ever assembled something with your significant other, it ends up being 10 times more frustrating, right? Did you misplace this? Where's that part? You're skipping ahead. I'm not at that section yet. No, you got to lift this way. You put it on backwards. I'm going to end up doing it with another person, which is going to be more annoying. She then said, I don't think you'd do it right anyway.
Well, that's my wife does all that kind of stuff because she's right.
So on one hand, I go.
And you're wrong?
Yeah.
On one hand, I go, challenge accepted. You don't think I can do it? I'm going to build it. I'm going to do a great job. It'll be there. But then I'm robbing her of this weird joy that she wants. But then I'm going to be stuck doing it with her, which is going to be more frustrating. How should I handle this?
I think you should do it anyway. And if it comes out right, if not, disassemble it and pretend that it didn't.
She might be mad at me if I assemble it right.
Okay.
Like, how messed up is that situation where I do it correctly and it's all ready to go? And she's like, you took this away from me.
But her point was that you would do it wrong, correct?
That was the secondary point. The primary point, the first thing she said, she goes, it's going to be delivered this week while I'm gone. She thought I was going to agree with her. Like, this was a thing that everybody likes doing. I get the finished product. It looks nice in your living room. I'm not itching to do it. So do I take the cop out and say, well, I'm not itching to do it. She wants to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I say don't do it. If she says don't touch it, and it's not like she's going to be gone that long. I was going to say, if the box is going to sit there and be in your way, just do it. But it's only like a day or two it's going to sit there. If she really wants to do it, let her do it. I mean, is it something she wants to do on her own? Or you know you guys are going to do this together? It's pretty large?
Well, that's what I think. So I think she initially is of the belief she can just do it herself.
Okay.
But I don't. I think because...
Oh, but you don't think that she can. So it's both of you don't think the other one can actually do it.
Now that you say that out loud, yes.
Is that where it's at?
Yes, this is. No, you can't do it. You know, you can't do it.
Open a bottle of wine, do it together.
I think just do it and have like some kind of gift with it.
Oh, like some flowers sitting there with a little, I miss you, honey.
Yes.
Welcome home.
I know you're pissed off that I did it myself, but I just wanted to show you that I'm not a complete moron. I love you and you can do it. The next time we order something like this.
I just think I put myself in a loop. I didn't even put myself. I've ended up in a lose-lose situation here where if I put it together.
I got a great idea, especially if you listened to the show earlier.
Yeah.
You should take the box and have her assemble it in front of the Detroit Zoo.
For people who missed this, I think it was off air on Friday. Heather's like, what do you got coming up this weekend? And I said, oh, we're going to the Summer Sips, the drinking thing at the Detroit Zoo.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Sounded like a great time.
Sounds like a great time. $60 a person, bunch of drinks.
Did you have to prepay for this?
No, we prepaid for it, Heather.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, Heather knows where this is going. We're all excited. It's the centerpiece of our weekend. We're going to have a great time, right? Getting all dressed up, planning dinner around it Saturday night. Saturday night rolls around. One problem. It's Friday night.
Got the days mixed up.
Got the days mixed up.
Oh, bummer.
Right. So that's why I said she should just do it at the zoo.
Yeah. No, that's not a good solution. Just don't do it. Just wait till she comes home. Do it together or let her do it if she's excited about it. I don't know. That's what I would do.
Some ticket texts coming in, and of course we want advice on the phones. 248-539-9797. The ticket texter says, don't do it, Jim. Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
Danny,
yes.
Import Huron. So then I just basically deal with the frustration of assembling it together if it comes to that. Because there is right. a chance where she just does it herself. She enjoys yes. it. And
maybe she'll wake up early when she can listen to you talk on the radio
while she assembles it.
Yeah. Right. Next week when you're at Allen Park, it gives you even more time.
No rush. The TV's mounted, so it's not like we need this. But this is okay. for like the store.
When you said
like,
TV stand, I was like, gosh, she still has a TV sitting on a stand. It's just a TV console that's underneath.
Yeah, so we can put stuff in there. Sure. Like, well, yes. So that's the purpose of it. So it's not like it's urgent. It doesn't need to get
configured to watch Fire TV. Sticks and things like
that. Yeah, basically. You put the Fire Stick in there. The Xbox will probably go out there. Yeah, little stuff like that. We have the routers out in that room so we can kind of declutter everything and put it all in one place. Phones. Charles, Redford, you're on 97.1. What should I do?
Jim, I got to tell you, man, don't do it. Look, I am about your age. I was born in 96. I'm freshly married. I know that if my wife told me not to do something and I didn't listen to her and I went and did it anyway, I'd be in the doghouse, sleeping on a couch. She'd be so much more angry that I didn't listen to her than she would be happy that I took the initiative to make her life easier.
So it wasn't worth it.
I don't think it's worth it. I think you just let her put it together.
And the answer is probably let her put it together because then there's a chance I don't have to do it at all.
Right.
And if I do have to do it, then that's the trade-off.
The only risk you're taking by doing it yourself is, or she would say, you know, oh, I said I wanted to do it myself basically to test you to see what kind of husband you are. But I don't think she would do that.
What if you opened it and started to do it and then you like dropped the top of it and you got a huge gouge in it?
Like I damaged it.
Yeah. Then you're in the, no, you're then you really say, in the doghouse because you didn't listen in the first place.
You package it back up and then when it gets open, you go, they sent us defective material.
Yes.
And so much work. Just wait for her.
That's the camp I think I'm in. But now I'm the person who's too lazy to put this together. I don't answer the challenge because I do think I could put it together. But I think I need to not get in my own head about proving that I could do it.
Just say, honey, you want it? You got it.
Texter says, Jim, let her put it together. But when she starts putting it together, go run some errands so you're not around. You can't get pulled in.
Yes.
And if she has any issues with it, then she messed up, not you.
Yes.
This one says, it's obvious she thinks he's incapable and a degenerate. Oh, okay. You can read between the lines on that. My wife is just like her. She loves IKEA. Signed, James in Rochester. So there are people who like doing this.
I don't know any, but I guess they exist.
Cookies, you need therapy. No, I have a radio show. I don't need therapy. I can just ask you guys about it.
That's right.
Happy spouse, happy house. If she wants to do it, let her take the lead. Be the assistant if you need to, or just stay the F out of the way. Why swim against the current? Life's hard enough, Jim. Take this win and run.
Yes.
Okay. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, I'm just a little jealous of Jim that he has a house to himself for a couple of days. Yeah. Secondly, I will part this advice to you. When somebody wants to do something for you, let them.
Okay.
I would not touch it.
Sound life advice.
Good idea.
Ticket text reacting to my situation. Do I assemble the TV stand while my wife is out of town or not? Easy answer. Of course, you build the TV stand and then your wife comes home and it's done. She likes assembling this furniture, she tells me. So who am I to rob?
Is it like a hobby?
I don't think it's a hobby.
She tells me. Just wait and see.
Right. Because no. I think these can be kind of a headache to put together. I mean, at least I can do it. But now maybe I don't have to. She wants to do it. But then I'm going to end up doing it with her, and that becomes probably more annoying than just doing it yourself at your own pace over the next couple days.
If she doesn't, as she said, she doesn't think that, what were her words?
She didn't think you could do it right.
Okay.
Which then that's the worst case scenario, is you make the attempt, you rob her of the ability to build it, and then you build it wrong. Maybe you lose a piece, you break something. But how hard can it be? I don't think that's the issue. Anyway, ticket texters. Someone says, don't put it together. Build your ultimate team for NCAA 25. This one says, cookies. Put it together. Then hand her the spare parts and have her figure things out. Oh, no, that's not a good idea.
No.
Cookies, one word. Beer, let her build it. Paul and Shelby, don't worry about it. Jim, let her do it. Don't help her when she does it.
Ooh.
Well.
Said Jim, it's not hard. If she fails, you can say you should have let me do it.
Yeah, good point.
I wouldn't listen to that advice.
No? But it doesn't sound like she's going to fail.
No.
You've made it seem it's going to be pretty easy.
I would think so. Just be a man and put it together, or maybe you're not the head of your household, Ben, in a car. Oh, so that's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, if I get challenged by Ben in a car, I got to be a real man and do it. Well, Ben texted the show, so I had no choice. I had to do it. He shamed me. Jim, has anybody made a TV network not made a sitcom about your life? John in Lake Orion? No, they have not. This one says, just ask her. No, we've talked about this. She says she wants to do this. Texter says, let her build it. My wife loves doing this. Says, I just do the heavy lifting. She does the assembly. It's how we do it. Ken in Lincoln Park. So there you have it. Have you guys ever built something with your significant other?
Yes.
How does it go?
Pretty good.
Oh, you guys are like a good team.
We're good with that. We're not good at painting together.
It starts off okay, and then it's like, let me do it. I said, okay. And that was basically 20 years ago. And then we
never since.
No. Never again.
No. You guys will start.
Don't even start anymore. No.
No, don't even start.
No, no. Okay. It's not worth it.
And you and Colin are a great team.
We're good at building furniture. I mean, we've had cribs and things to assemble as of recently. That goes fine, but we have definitely other things. Like I said, painting. That doesn't mix well. I don't know why, but we do not paint together. Like, we painted the baby's room, we painted Brooks's room, but we did not do it together.
What happened?
We just, I don't know. We each do it the wrong way. And then, it just doesn't work out, or someone doesn't cut in well and you get it on the, it's just frustrating. We just know to avoid that.
So who does, if you need any painting? You
Colin
guys do it separate?
Do it.
Okay, he does it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we'll do it like, I'll do it one day and you go do the next coat. Like, I'll do the first coat, you do the second. We just don't paint together.
Just separate time.
Thankfully, it's
like
not something we have to do all the time.
Clock out, right? You're probably not repainting the whole house.
Do you ever hire a painter?
Yes. When we moved into our house and we wanted to repaint the majority, we hired somebody. But just like a bedroom, we can do that ourselves.
Yeah. Stoney's nodding and said, you would not repaint a bedroom. Yourself.
But it seems silly to hire someone for just one little bedroom. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like such a small job.
It just saves you the aggravation.
And maybe so.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.